Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O Holy Spirit, divine spirit of light and love, I consecrate to you my understanding, my heart and will, my whole being for time and eternity. Make my understanding be always submissive to your heavenly inspirations and to the teachings of the Catholic Church, of which you are the infallible guide. May my heart be ever inflamed with love for God and my neighbor. May my will be ever conformed to the divine will. And may my whole life be a faithful imitation of the life and virtues of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom with the Father and thee be honor and glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to our program. Today we will continue with the Book of Heaven. We are going to continue with Volume 22. And as we begin this new year, I want to encourage all of you to consecrate yourselves to the Holy Spirit during this year, to entrust to the Holy Spirit all your endeavors, all your work, to ask the Holy Spirit that every single act be for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. The next passage comes from Volume 22, August 12, 1927. And the title for this passage is How Prayer Conquers God, The Outroaring of Nature, The Three Little Fountains, and Preparations for World Wars. Luisa Picarreta writes, I felt myself in the terrible nightmare of his privation. I was oppressed, agonized. I felt so ill that I could not take it anymore. And my adorable Jesus, after having pressed me well under a press so painful, having compassion for my extreme affliction, clasped me tight in his arms, and he told me, poor daughter, how you suffer. Courage, I do not want you to reduce yourself to these extremes. You oppress yourself too much. Yet, you should be consoled. Your interior is a continuous speaking before the Divine Majesty and a continuous act. And I speak in ever unceasing before God, wanting the kingdom of my divine fiat, brings with itself the certainty of victory. Many times, Luisa Picarreta felt the absence of God in her life. She didn't feel the presence of our Lord. And during these times when she experiences the absence of our Lord Jesus, she complains. She feels oppressed, agonizing. She's afflicted. Sometimes she's even discouraged. Our Lord tells her courage. And as she learns to live in the divine will, to immerse herself in the divine will, our Lord tells her that all these afflictions are unnecessary, because he says, even when you don't feel me, I am there. And when you are immersed in the divine will, every single act that you do speaks to me. It's a continuous act, a continuous conversation with God. We can say that the secret language of living in the divine will, to put it in that way, is acts. The more acts we do in the divine will, the more we converse with God, we can say. So, really, the acts done in the divine will, we can say, is the secret language that we speak with God. Everything becomes a prayer when we are immersed in the divine will, every single act. And even though we don't feel the presence of God, even though we don't feel that consolation that Luisa is looking for and is seeking in this passage, our Lord says, I hear the interior voice speaking. It's a continuous conversation, speaking ever and ceasing before God, wanting the kingdom of my divine fiat. Certainly, I will give victory to that petition. So every single act that we do in the divine will is telling God, send your kingdom. May your kingdom come and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. It's the prayer of the Our Fathers. And the Lord promises that he will give victory to that prayer, that he will give answer to that prayer, to that petition. So there is no reason for us to be discouraged. There is no reason for us to feel like Luisa Picarreta, oppressed, or feeling like God is not listening to us. Of course, God is listening. The Lord continues. So either you have won or you are about to win. A continuous doing and speaking acquires the nature of a winning power before God. And it is as if God will lose the resisting strength, while the soul acquires the winning strength. An exchange takes place. God is disarmed, and the soul is armed with divine weapons. But the supreme being is not given to being able to resist. Every time that we unite ourselves to the will of God, that we immerse ourselves in union with Him to do all our acts, the Lord says, I give strength to that soul. I give them divine weapons. So a continuous conversation with God through our acts gives the soul the power, the strength that soul needs at that moment. And with every single act, that soul is asking our Lord to let the kingdom come, to let the divine will descend upon earth. Asking with his own will. So think about this. that the secret language of living in the divine will, to have a continuous conversation with God, living in the divine will, is to have a continuous act in Him. To act continuously united to His will. Because every single act that we do united to His will is telling our Lord, may your kingdom come. May your will reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Fiat. 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 And the Lord cannot resist this prayer. It says that the divine volition, God sees himself disarmed when he hears this prayer. He feels himself disarmed before the soul who is asking him, may your kingdom come. May your will reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Fiat, fiat, fiat. Every single act that we do must continue the conversation with God. The soul conversing with God, fiat, fiat, fiat. Because in this way, we will be able to disarm the divine majesty. And our soul will be filled with His own will. We will acquire the capacity even to ask for the kingdom. So, may His kingdom haste to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. The Lord says, asking me continuously for the kingdom of my eternal will, going around through the whole world, through the whole creation, and over again, in all the acts I did in redemption, as well as in the sea of the acts of love and sorrow of the sovereign Queen of Heaven, to ask for my kingdom. When you ask for my kingdom, you seek nothing for yourself. And you go around and around asking over and over and over again that my will be known and that it dominate and reign. Not a shadow of what is human enters into this prayer. Nor any personal interest. It is the holiest and most divine prayer and act. It is the prayer of heaven, not of the earth. And therefore, the purest, the most beautiful, the invincible one, which encloses only the interests of the divine glory, asking for the kingdom of the divine will to descend on earth as it reigns in heaven with every single act. Asking this prayer, the Lord says, is the purest because it doesn't have any self-interest. Many times when we pray, we ask the Lord, we present our needs, we present our request to the Lord. And we pray because we want something for ourselves. We want to have health. We want to have financial stability. We want our family to be well. And there is nothing sinful about that. But in those prayers, our personal interest is there. Because we want. And the Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta, when you ask for the kingdom of the divine will, when you make this request, when you make this your prayer, and it doesn't have any personal interest, any shadow of what is human, this is the purest, the most beautiful, the invincible one, the most beautiful prayer that we can ask for. Fiat, fiat, fiat. May your kingdom come on earth and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. The Lord says he is disarmed when he hears this prayer. And this is what we ask with every single act, silently, when we live in the divine will. That's why we have to practice this way of living every single day. We cannot waste any act. We cannot interrupt and cut the conversation with God, asking for this gift to descend. We must continue over and over and over with every single act, asking the Lord, fiat, fiat, fiat. May your kingdom come and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. With every single communion, with every single prayer, with every single act that we do, fiat, fiat, fiat. This, my brothers and sisters, should become our constant prayer. In this way, we will pray unceasingly, as St. Paul reminds us, to pray unceasingly. This is the way to pray unceasingly, to unite ourselves with the will of God, and to offer every single act. This is the secret language of the divine will, that every single act has a voice that says, may your kingdom come, may your kingdom come, may your kingdom come, fiat, fiat, fiat. At the beginning of this program, we pray the act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. As we begin this year, I want to encourage all of you to consecrate yourselves to the Holy Spirit. You can go to our website and find that prayer over there, that act of consecration. And to invite the Holy Spirit to seal every single act that you do with His divine will, to sanctify every single act of your life with His divine will. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. So we should ask the Holy Spirit to fill every single act that we do with His will, in order that these acts that we do might be complete, in order that every single act that we do gives praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. We should love also the Holy Spirit. St. Paul reminds us that the Holy Spirit has been put into our hearts, which is the love of God. And this is what happens in baptism. We become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity because the love of God, who is the Holy Spirit, descends into our souls. And we become the indwelling place of the Holy Trinity, because wherever the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is present. The second person of the Trinity is present, Jesus. The Holy Spirit operates in baptism in our souls. So we should love the Holy Spirit with the love of the Father. with the love of Jesus. We should love the Holy Spirit with His own love and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with His grace, to fill every single act that we do with His light and His will. Asking Him for His help. So the prayer united with the will of God, asking for the kingdom to descend, fiat, 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 is the purest because it doesn't have any self-interest, any personal interest. The only interest is that the kingdom may descend and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. The Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, until now, no one has prayed me with such intense. My mama did pray me with such intense for the sake of redemption, and she was victorious. But for the kingdom of my will, no one until now with such intense as to conquer God. Therefore, your insistence says much. The very uproaring of all nature says much. In these times, all the elements, they are the messengers of good. And this is necessary to reorder my kingdom. It is the greatest thing, and it takes the uproaring in order to purify the earth. Therefore, I do not want you to oppress yourself too much, but rather keep on with your continuous flight, with your intense, so as to acquire the complete strength to win the kingdom of the supreme fiat. The Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that for the kingdom of the divine will to descend and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven, some purification is needed. And for this, the outroaring of nature, that the Lord will use and uses nature to purify us, to purify the earth. We see so many natural disasters, that nature is involved, the force of nature is involved, because the Lord wants to purify us. There is a simple way to purify us, to purify ourselves, is the sacrament of confession. We don't have to wait until nature purifies us, until the Lord uses nature to purify us. Every time that we repent, every time that we go to the sacrament of confession, and every time that we make a good confession, we are being purified. Every time that we do the rounds of creation, we are appeasing the justice of God. Every time that we go around praising, glorifying, thanking God, loving Him with His own love, through the rounds of creation, we are appeasing the justice of God. Every time that we meditate the hours of the Passion, we are appeasing the justice of God. We are making up for all the offenses done to God. So we don't have to wait for nature to purify us. We don't have to wait for God to use nature to purify the earth. We know that the sacrament of confession is a gift from our Lord to all of us. And in there is only mercy. We don't have to be afraid of the sacrament of confession. It takes courage and faith to go to the sacrament of confession. So for us, to go to confession, it's another opportunity that the Lord gives us to experience His love, His mercy for all of us. And the sacrament of confession really prepares us to live in this way, united to His will. The Lord mentions that the Blessed Mothers was the only one who prayed in this way in the divine will, and this is what won for us the gift of redemption to this end. Her prayers, her insistence constantly, her perseverance, and her living in the divine will, God bestowed upon her the gift of being the mother of God, of being the mother of His Son, our Lord Jesus. Through this spirituality of living in the divine will, our Lord wants us to learn the way the Blessed Mother lived, the way He lived, the spiritual life that they live, united always with the will of God. So the Lord encourages Luisa Picarreta to continue her flight around in the divine will, to do acts in the divine will, to do the rounds of creation, and not to be afflicted when she doesn't experience His presence. Those times that we don't experience the presence of God, those really are times of grace. Because this is what faith is, believing without sin. And we all possess the gift of faith by baptism. So while we journey on this earth, on this life, we have to use the gift of faith to believe. It takes faith to believe in the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. These writings have been approved by the church, and yet not everybody reads them. Not everybody believes in the promises and all the beauty that is in them. It takes faith to believe. So all of you who read these writings, who practice this spirituality, it takes faith for all of you to practice, to read. This passage that our Lord gives us should encourage all of us to continue reading, to continue the conversation with God through every single act that we do, to ask for His divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven, and to say, Fiat, 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 with every single act, knowing that this is the most beautiful prayer, He says, the purest, the most beautiful, the invincible one, that encloses only the interest of the divine glory, only the interest of God. So at the beginning of this year, let us renew our commitment to the Lord to live this way, to practice this spirituality. Let us entrust ourselves to the Holy Spirit to fill us with the knowledge, understanding of this divine science, the science of living in the divine will. So I continue praying, and I felt a hand being placed on my head. And from this hand, three little fountains came out. One of them emitted water, another fire, and another blood, which inundate the earth and people. Cities and kingdoms were swept away. So this vision that Luisa Picarreta is seeing, she sees a hand upon her head and three fountains. She sees a fountain of water, a fountain of fire, and a fountain of blood, which, she says, inundated the earth, destroyed peoples, kingdoms. It was horrifying to see the evils that will come. And Luisa Picarreta says, I pray my beloved Jesus to placate Himself, asking Him for some sufferings so that the peoples might be spared. In this vision that Luisa Picarreta sees, she sees how the Lord uses water and fire, elements from nature, to purify the earth. We remember that in the flood with Noah, the earth was purified by water. After the fall, we became enemies with nature. This harmony between man and nature was disrupted. So the Lord uses, he says in this passage, he will use water and fire to purify us, to purify the earth. But again, we don't have to wait to be purified for these things to happen. If we repent, if we convert, if we turn back to God, there will not be need for these things. And all of this is in the sacrament of confession. His mercy, His love, His forgiveness is there, available for all of us. The Lord continues talking to Luisa and He says, my daughter, water, fire, and blood will unite together and will make justice. All the nations are taking up arms to make war, and this irritates my divine justice and disposes the elements to take revenge against them. Nature wants to take revenge. The Lord uses the elements, he says. Therefore, the earth will pour out fire, the earth will send fountains of water, and the worlds will form fountains of human blood, in which many will disappear, and cities and regions will be destroyed. What wickedness after so many evils of a war they have gone through. They are preparing another one, more terrible, and they are trying to move almost the entire world as if it were one single man. Does this not say that sin has entered deep into their bones, to the point of transforming their very nature into sin? These purifications, the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, is because of sin. We have become so blind, so spiritual blind, that we are unable to see the life of grace. And as long as we don't turn back to God and we repent, these things will happen. The Lord has to use the elements, as he says here, to purge the earth, to purify us. The Blessed Mother in the apparitions, she constantly is telling us to pray the rosary, to turn back to God, to leave sin behind, that the justice of God is almost overflowing. And if we don't do reparations, we will suffer the consequences. Sin has invaded, has entered so deep our nature, the Lord says, to the point of transforming their very nature into sin. It is a spiritual cancer. It is a spiritual disease. Sin disfigures us. Sin is a spiritual leprosy that destroys the soul, disfigures us completely before God. But if we pray, if we repent, if we go back to the sacrament of confession and ask God to forgive us, if we change our lives, if we unite ourselves in the divine will, we do reparations, the Lord will relent. He will placate himself, as Luisa Picarreta is asking in this passage. In the sacrament of confession, we find the spiritual chemotherapy to cure ourselves from the cancer of sin. There we find the spiritual remedy, the spiritual medicine, the divine medicine. The blood of our Lord and Savior washing us from head to toe with His own blood to purify us, to cleanse us, to make us anew. That's the purification that He desires to bestow upon us. Not the punishment through nature, through water, to fire. Not. He doesn't want us to be purified through that. He wants us to be purified through his blood in the sacrament of confession. So next time that you go to confession, be certain that as the priest says the words of absolution upon you, our Lord is washing you with his own blood from head to toe, and that purification is always available. Oh, how ill I felt in hearing this. And I pray Jesus to put justice aside, letting mercy enter the field, and if he wanted a victim, I was ready, as long as the people will be spared. And I told to my beloved Jesus, and if you don't want to concede this to me, take me away from the earth, for I can no longer stay here. Your privations give me continuous death. The scourges torture me. And then how can I live when I cannot spare our brothers the pains through my pains? Jesus, Jesus, have pity on me. Have pity on all. Placate yourself and make your little daughter content. Luisa is asking our Lord to bestow some suffering upon her. She's a victim soul, to placate the divine justice and to spare the world from this punishment. At that moment, I don't know how, I felt myself being invested by pains which I had not felt for some time. I am unable to say what I went through, and this gives me hope that the grave evils may be held back, at least in part. Every time that we do the hours of the Passion, the Lord says he's able to hold back. Every time that we meditate the hours of the Passion, the Lord says he's able to hold back at least some punishment upon the earth. We all have seen the force of nature, what nature is able to do, what fire is able to do, what water is able to do, what the earth is able to do against us. We don't have to wait for these things to happen. If we ask the Lord for forgiveness, if we amend our lives, if we do reparation, if we pray the hours of the Passion, if we do the rounds of creation, if we immerse ourselves in the divine will, if we try to live according to God's will through the Ten Commandments, we don't have to be afraid. I want to end this program encouraging all of you to immerse yourselves in the divine will, to continue reading, to continue doing your acts in the divine will, remembering that asking for his divine fiat to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven, as our Lord says, is the most beautiful prayer, is the purest, the invincible, because it doesn't have any self-interest. It contains the will of God. It contains everything that God wants for all of us to live in his divine will. So whenever we unite ourselves in the divine will, we continue the conversation with God through every single act, asking him, fiat, 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 may your kingdom come and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.